The Apple Vision has been on sale for around 2 weeks, and one thing is clear. People are not getting the experience they were sold in the store. People are quickly returning their $3,500 headsets because they aren't getting the value they were sold. Could Mark Zuckerberg's Vision Pro assessment be correct? In today's episode, we're looking at why Apple fanboys and girls are returning their Vision Pros. I'm David Dooley, and welcome to Business Adventures, a show that analyzes businesses, business models, and products to learn about what they did right or wrong. Last week, Mark Zuckerberg recorded a review of the Apple Vision Pro that gave off serious Steve Ballmer iPhone vibes. Mark stated that not only was the Quest 3 a better value because it was cheaper, but that it was a better device overall than the Apple Vision Pro. He brought up some fair points, mainly about the fact that the Quest 3 can pretty much do everything the Vision Pro can do, but he also pointed out that the Vision Pro is significantly heavier than the Quest. Having something strapped to your face for long periods of time requires it to be light and not too noticeable. Apple's choice to stick with traditional Apple design values may have ruined their chances of having a comfortable device. Andrew Bosworth, Meta's CTO, pointed out that Apple went with metal and glass instead of lighter plastics like Meta uses in their Quest products. The sheer uncomfortable factors that accompany the Vision Pro certainly play a role in returns. Another factor that people initially were forgiving on was the ecosystem. When the iPhone first launched, there weren't very many apps for the actual device. The same story could be said for the iPad and pretty much any new market that Apple enters. The issue lies in the fact that Apple has lost a lot of trust with developers over the years from their App Store policies and fees. Apple's profit-seeking initiatives have led to an uptick in fees that require established developers to pay. An example of these fees would be the fact that Apple takes a cut from social media advertising on a social media platform. If you made an ad and published it on Instagram from your iPhone, Apple takes a cut from the sale. Fees like this have led to developers opting to avoid development on the Vision Pro altogether, even though there's a promising untapped market. The last point that I want to cover that I think is leading to poor sales and returns is the fact that Apple is trying to lock people in too early. Apple is famous for their walled garden ecosystem. The premise of the walled garden is simple. Make hooks in your services that keep people from venturing to other software or hardware. Every company does this to an extent, but Apple happens to be the best at it. This walled garden approach is particularly useful when introducing a truly novel product. The problem is, users are having troubles sharing their devices with people who simply want to test it out. Apple's approach to the Vision Pro's tailor-made for you design bars people from showing their friends and relatives, which really helps spread the product's hype. As it stands, it's way too difficult to show your friend what a Vision Pro does because it doesn't easily enable your friend to put the headset on to try it out. So these are just some of the reasons that people are returning their Vision Pro headsets. There are plenty of other reasons stemming from price tag and value. But overall, the initial results show that Apple is not quite ready for the metaverse. I do think the next generation of devices will be a lot more compelling, but will people and developers wait almost 2 years to give the Vision Pro another chance? I'm David Dooley, and this has been an episode of Business Adventures, a show that analyzes businesses, business models, and products to learn about what they did right or wrong. If you learned something or you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe for future episodes.